Leander Tanner went to see Cocteau's Orpheus. In the dark theater, he could feel his body pulled towards Zalatin. An amoeboid protoplasmic projecting, straining with a blind worm hunger to breathe with his lungs, see with his eyes, learn the feel of his viscera. Allerton shifted in his seat. Lee felt a sharp twinge, a strain, a dislocation of the spirit. His eyes ached. He took off his glasses and ran his hand over his closed eyes. I need a drink. There.
What did you think of the picture?
Enjoyed parts of it.
Yes, so did I. He always gets some interesting effects. The interesting thing about Cocteau is his ability to bring the myth alive in modern terms.
Ain't it the truth?
So how was your evening with Dumais?
We went to several bars full of queers. One place, a character asked me to dance and propositioned me.
Take him up.
No.
Dumais is a nice fellow.
Yes, but he's not a person I would confide too much in.
You refer to a specific indiscretion?
Frankly, yes.
I see. Dumais never misses. Go buy yourself some marijuana, son. Come back in 5 years and make an easy 10 pesos. Allerton smiled. Thank God I won't have to contend with middle-class morality. So Dumais told you about my proclivities.
Yes.
It's a curse. Been in our family for generations. The Lees have always been perverts. I shall never forget the unspeakable horror that froze the lymph in my glands. The lymph glands, that is, of course. When the baneful words seared my reeling brain, I was a homosexual. I thought of the painted, simpering female impersonators I'd seen in a Baltimore nightclub. Could it be possible that I was one of those subhuman things? I walked the streets in a daze. I might well have destroyed myself. Nobler, I thought, to die a man than to live on a sex monster. It was a wise old queen, Bobo we called her, who taught me that I had a duty to live and to bear my burden proudly for all to see. To conquer prejudice and ignorance and hate. with knowledge and sincerity and love. Poor Bobo came to a sticky end. He was riding in the Duke Devon's Hispano Suiza when his falling piles blew out the back of the car and wrapped around the rear wheel. Oh, he was completely gutted, leaving an empty shell sitting there on the giraffe skin upholstery. Even the eyes and the brain went with a horrible schlopping sound. But Bobo's words came back to me from the tomb, their sibilant cracking gently in my ear.
No one is ever really alone. You're part of everything alive.
What I mean is, Allerton, we are all parts of a tremendous whole. No use fighting it. Oh, God, don't these gay bars depress you? Well, of course, the queer bars here aren't to compare with the stateside queer joints.
I wouldn't know. I've never been in any queer joints, except those Dumais took me to. I guess there's kicks and kicks.
You haven't really.
No, never.
Shall we go to my place for a drink? I have some Napoleon brandy.
All right.
Fix you a drink.
Good Lord, Napoleon must have pissed in this one.
Yes, it's god-awful. Still, it has a suggestion of a cognac taste. Can I show you over the house? In here, we have the bedroom. More brandy. Sweet stuff, dearie. Now that wasn't made in Mexico. Let's get this off.
Okay.
Allerton took off his sweater. Lee took off his own shoes and shirt and opened Allerton's shirt and ran his hands down Allerton's ribs and stomach. Lee lit a candle, took off Allerton's clothes and then his own. They lay down on the bed, and they made love. Lee blew out the candle. By the way, you said you had a camera and pawn you were about to lose.
Yes, in for 400 pesos. The ticket runs out next Wednesday.
Well, let's go down tomorrow and get it out.
Okay.